I would like to move first a little bit, so stand up. I think I count to it up here, but I try, huh? Or take that off. So we are just starting with awakening our body to say hello by making a slight soft fist and just awake yourselves in your body. Do you know where it needs it to most to get awake? Your face. Buh. It's allowed to make a sound. And be careful over your kidneys. Don't touch the kidneys. Go around the kidneys and down to your legs, inner legs. Yeah, feet. Nice. Then shake your body a little bit. Can't do too much. Your face as well. So, and then sense. How is it more awake? Is more here of you? Then you go into your feet. And I don't know the word in English, we say O-Beine. Yeah. In German, do you say O-Beine too? O-Beine. Round legs. That means you push your weight to the outside of your feet. And you make slight knees, and you just feel the tension in the lower legs, and breathe a little bit into that tension. Three times. Or in that stretch, it's more kind of a stretch. And then you go inside, it's just the opposite, and you feel the inside part of your legs. And see what stretches there when you do it, and breathe into that stretch in your lower legs. Then you come back, sense your feet. Now you grab with your toes a little bit, as if this kind of movement with your toes. Then you put your weight on the palm of your feet and drop down. Ooh. Yeah, and slightly, not too hard. Breathe in and drop. And sense it throughout the whole body, what the drop does. To your shoulders. What happens to your shoulders when you do that? Now, even when you breathe in and you are up, you pull your butt together. You just hold it for a moment. And then, when you can't, you let go and drop. So breathe in, pull your butt, and breathe out. Breathe in, full. Ooh, as strong as you can. And drop. Okay. Then you go to your knees and just make this movement. And maybe you need to take a larger stand to do that. Make a round circle. Put your weight with your hands on your knees. And then the other side around. You go to your hips and move your hips. One circle. Just around. If it's hard, you try first forth and back and side to side. And then you make a circle out of it. Yes, yawning is very good. If you yawn, open your mouth. It's a connection, huh? To the hip. And the other way around. Belly dancer. So. Then just sense for a moment. Sense your feet, knees, and do not stretch your knees. Keep them slightly open, kind of. How would you say it? Bent, thank you. Then your shoulders. Roll them one direction. And into the other direction. So then I show you from the side, from the back. You pull your arms, your elbows to the very back. And push your shoulders down a little bit and kindly. And pull your head out between the shoulders toward the sky. And breathe into that stretch 3 times. And then let's slightly go. Then do it again. Elbows, shoulders down, stretching your neck. And breathe into. We have people who have back problems. You take care of yourself. Huh? Don't overstretch. And let go. And for the last time, do it again. Pull your head out. Let yourself yawn. Oh, open your mouth. Yeah. And now when you feel that stretch, go slightly down with your head and feel the opening in the neck. Then you take it slowly up and feel your opening in your throat. And then let go again. Then gently come to your face, to our faces, just on your forehead. Pull a little bit on your skull towards the side, 3-4 times, just to give it some space. And then you go to the side of your temples, put it here a little bit apart. And then the other side. Then your hair, your skull, just massage your skull a little bit. The skin, that the skin gets a little bit attention. Okay. So now you sense once again into your feet, into your whole body. See how that is. Okay? And see where your breath goes. Then you sit down. So, before we start to meditation, for a moment be aware of the gravity which naturally pulls you down or allows you to come down. And when you are aware of your pelvis, put your chest, heart area over the pelvis. And in a way, give that weight of the chest to your pelvis. So that the heart has some ground. And the same with your head. Let your head align with your chest and with your pelvis. And if you don't find that line, move a little bit, but very slight movement. So that you find the line where you really can drop the weight down. you wander off, off, just allow your thoughts to come down. Lead them kindly down to your heart and then to your belly. Let your thoughts melt into your cuff. Over and over again. If you don't sense anything in your calf, in your belly, just be with that sensation of nothingness. And maybe you put your hand onto your belly and feel the warmth of your hand in that nothing. Just go with the intention here into the belly. Whatever appears there. If you find yourself wandering off with your thoughts, let the kindness and gravity bring you down with awareness to your belly center. So you don't have to do it. you open your eyes, just let the room come to your eyes instead of you going to the room, and sense your arms and legs when you start to move.